Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, in this episode of Dancin' Moon Songcast, we're going to listen to a song called Silent Time, which originally appeared on 2017's Refuge LP, but just within the last couple of days has also made its fresh appearance in slightly remastered form on Being Human, the Songs, which is the second of my two newest albums that are both accompanied by a free journal for those who want to engage in some mindfulness practice, journaling, and in connection with music, both instrumentals and songs. So what we'll do is we'll listen to that newest version coming from the brand new Being Human, the Songs album, and then we'll talk a little bit about it on the other side, including taking a look at the journal prompt on that that page in the new free journal. So this is Silent Time from Being Human, the Songs.
Silence. Ooh. so important.
This song was written during a retreat. I've mentioned before that I facilitate retreats a lot of times with teachers and educators. And one of the things that we do is to have some time for extended silence and solitude. And then we offer some prompts, some things to think about, some things to consider as they spend some of that time, possibly journaling and some things like that. So this song, the writing of this song actually came out of my time during one of those. So I'm going to go ahead and read the page. You can get the free journal that has prompts. You can download that from my website, scottsimpsonmusic.com/being-human. And you can download both the journal for this one, for Being Human, the songs, as well as the journal for Being Human, the instrumentals. But I'm going to read the prompt from that page that gives just a little bit of that history and then offers a few questions to invite you into thinking after having listened to the song and read through the lyrics. And then we'll talk about the lyrics after that. So, in retreats that I sometimes lead, we have an afternoon of silence and solitude. That's really difficult for some folks because most of us are very out of practice. Noise and distraction define our hours, minutes, and days. I often crave silence. As an introvert, I've had many positive experiences that came about because of silence. Silent Time was composed during one of those afternoons, exploring the rich silence that all of our doings swim in. So choose a question or a word or lines from the lyrics to guide your meditation or journaling as you listen. The theme is abundant silence. And so here are the questions. These are invitational questions that might help you do some reflective journaling after having listened to the song. Does silence feel empty to me? What positive experiences have I had with silence? What are some of the less positive experiences with silence that I've had? And what is my relationship with silence or with solitude? And then there's, of course, in the journal, some space for you to do some writing. So really, for me, this is a song about the combination of silence and, I guess I would say, the creative mind, the creative thought. Because I think quite often, a lot of noise and a lot of distraction really takes us out of a good place as far as creative thinking, thinking clearly. I'm not saying that we don't need sound. Obviously, I'm a big proponent of sound. I make music. I think sound is incredibly valuable. But what I think I'm getting at in this song is that what makes sound valuable and worthwhile is that it resides in silence. Silence surrounds everything. It's the water we swim in. And when we quiet the noise, I think things begin to happen, creative things, imaginative things. I think that's why for many people, their most creative time is when they're asleep. That's when they do their dreaming. And I realize that we don't always like what we dream, but our brains need to do that. They need to run free. They need to explore. They need to connect in a big way with the great silence of the universe and deal with some of those images and sounds and things that they've taken in all day long. So let's take a look at the lyrics and then we'll talk a little bit about the music and then call it an episode. Silent Time. The silent time is always filled with sun. In summertime or winter, even at night, with the curtains drawn, curtains drawn, curtains drawn. So there's two things going on here, I think, silence, but also solitude. Pulling in to yourself, pulling in, drawing the curtains, closing the doors. And this sun that silent time is always filled with has less to do with heat or actual the season outside. It has more to do, I suppose, with enlightenment, with the ideas coming, with the warmth of being filled with imagination, with image, with the excitement of creation. It's that feeling that you have when you do whatever it is you do so well, you know? Whether, for me, it's sitting down and actually composing, or even the process of recording music is just, it's just enthralling. I get into a zone. And for other people, it's painting. I have a friend who is an artist, an incredible artist with wood, with cutting and carving wood. I you know, and it's not only art. It may be other things. But sometimes stilling ourselves, silencing the noise, is when those things rise up. So we move into the next section, And it does deal with that idea of dreams. When we're in that silent sleep state, and our brains have that free rein. I have dreamed such dreams of massive cities, complicated landscapes, where friends and enemies and strangers live and die, are born again in silence. Ooh, the silent time in silence. Oh, the silent time. You know, dreaming is that time when all the people of our lives and all the experiences and all the places and even places that don't exist, they only exist in our imagination. It's when those things interact and engage. And I have recurring dreams, and I don't always remember them, but I remember them when I come into them in a dream. I go, oh, I know this place. Yeah, okay, we're here again. And all those friends, those enemies, strangers even, they live their lives. And all of that's happening in the silence of my sleeping mind in my quiet bedroom with the curtains drawn in the dark. Next section, we turn to music. This song is mostly made of silence between the notes. This song is mostly made of space between the words. This song is mostly made of breath between the lips. This song is mostly made of rests beneath the beats. Oh, silence. Ooh, the silent time. Silence. Oh, the silent time. So I find it really, really interesting that all that we do, all the things that we mark as being important, the thing, the focus point, the thing that, the note that you're hitting, the word you're saying, all of those things that we point to fall in the midst of the greater thing, which is that silence and that space. Without that silence, without that space, without that breath, without the rests, the beats mean nothing. We are defined by the in-between stuff. And that in-between stuff is silence and space. Next section, the people, the places, the props, the faces, elements and atoms, knots and fathoms, substance and perception, fabric and confection. This is that, and that is so important. Oh, oh. So I think in this section, it follows this one that talks about our lives being mostly made of silence and space. And all of these other things in this section, the people, the places, props and faces, elements, atoms, knots, fathoms, substance, perception, fabric, confection, all of those things are those points that fall into that silence that we mark as important, as interesting, as foundational to who we are and what we experience. But all of those things are falling inside that silence. And all of them recognizing that, I think, is what's important. That there is something greater. In this moment, when I'm experiencing this thing, I can experience it fully. If it's a song, if it's a word from a friend, if it's a connection, if it's something physical that I'm touching, I'm carving, I'm molding clay, that's important. But it resides inside something much bigger. It's just a small piece. And because it resides inside something much bigger, this universe full of I don't know, I don't even have words to put on it, but that great silence, the great space, because it resides inside that, it is connected with all those other little things. That connection, all of it's connected. Like a song. A song is a singular thing, but it's made up of all of these notes, all of these spaces, all of these rests, all of this silence, all of this noise, all of this, all tied together. And then we have, silence, ooh, the silent time, silence, ooh, the silent time, silence, ooh, the silent time, silence. and we come to the end of the lyrics here. The silent time is filled with sun, in summertime or winter, even night with the curtains drawn. Oh, the silent time, silence. 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 So I admit I'm a person who likes silence, who craves silence sometimes. I do get tired of it occasionally, but I crave it. I've written a lot of songs about silence. And this probably is the kingpin of those. And there's an irony built in because it's a song. It's a song made of noise, but we're pointing to the fact that it's also a song made of silence. There is silence between every wave of sound included in that recording. So I want to talk just a little bit about that recording. It was really fun. I really enjoyed it. I always say that. I guess that's why I do this, because I really enjoy it. It's obviously got a real jazz feel. And on this one, this is part of that, was originally part of that Refuge album. And that is the album that I set out from the beginning to try to compose everything and record everything utilizing an iPad, which I did. I mixed it then down on a Mac. But all the recordings were done via that iPad. And so that took some time and some work, but I feel, especially this song, I feel like it came together in a really powerful way. I did use, and I do use tracks, and I mean by tracks, I mean tracks that have been put together by someone else, sometimes for rhythm, particularly, occasionally as a bass line. On this one, I use tracks for the female voices. Those were tracks that I utilized, and I think they did a very fine job. All the male harmonies, though, are myself. Quite often, I use for women's harmonies. My wife has a beautiful voice. Both my daughters have beautiful voices, and they were not available when this was going on. So they were doing other important things. So I did use those. I also, the marimba that comes in is a track which fit really nicely. It takes this song about silence into party mode, I feel like. And then I did put together some strings there at the end, which were not exactly tracks. They were, I put those together. But anyway, the whole thing was a really nice vehicle for a different kind of vocal style for me to approach as well. And I really enjoyed singing on this one. I felt like I could kind of cut loose into a different genre, a different mode, some jazz vocalization that was really a whole lot of fun. In a bigger sense, though, this silent time, I included it on this Being Human, the Songs album, and journal, because it really epitomizes, I think, what I'm going for with this album, both of these Being Human albums and the journals, to take that time to sink down, to silence the noise and sink down into something, in this case, music or a song, to sink down into that and let that ignite your imagination, the things that you're able to, that you need to visualize and you need to work through. But also, I think, in your everyday life, finding that time to be silent, to still the noise, to find some solitude. That's what mindfulness is all about, bringing your focus back down to the singular thing. That may be just your breath, that great rhythm that is always with us until we die, or your heartbeat, that great rhythm that is always with us until you die. And that heartbeat and that breath is made both of the breathing, the beat, and the silence in between. And so there we have it. Silent Time, from the new album, Being Human, the songs. You can find all my music at scottsimpsonmusic.com. You can also stream it on Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio. Go over to Amazon. I appreciate your time. I know this is a challenging time for many of us. If you're listening to this on the week that it's being released, we're all social distancing, but I'm encouraged by the number of people, musicians and others, who are doing things that are encouraging, utilizing this great tool that we have called the internet and getting things out there for people to be inspired by and encouraged by. I also want to thank all of our medical people. They are on the front line and doing a heroic job. So may you take care of yourself and take care of your family and do the things that we need to do together as a country, as a society, as a race of human beings to end this virus. Be safe and be well.